Yes, Mr. Chair, this bill 169 was calendared for Saturday. We didn't have a quorum, and Tom Barnett is leaving town after today, and so I would ask if the committee would be willing to suspend the rules to take this bill up. I don't believe there are any opponents to it, and I don't think it would circumvent the procedure in any way. I think a majority of the members present can take up a bill at any time if they wish to suspend the rules and do that, and I'd ask the committee to do that.
And I understand, Senator Lugar, that you mentioned at the last meeting that this we would be hearing at that bill today.
Yes.
So those who anticipated testifying were on notice.
Yes.
Does the committee have any objection to that? I'll entertain a motion. Senator Lugar is making a motion that we suspend the rules
for the sole purpose of taking up Bill 169.
Is there a second? It's Senator Koskinen.
Could you read the title just for the minutes? I think it probably
so I
know exactly.
It's an act to amend the Uniform Limited Partnership Act to provide for limited liability limited partnerships.
Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Bogue. All those in favor of suspending the rules for the purpose indicated, please so indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Then we will take up Senate Bill 169. Mr. Barnett.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Tom Barnett, representing the State Bar. Senate Bill 169 is a...
Well, I'm informed that we do require a roll call vote on this motion, and so we will take it.
Aye.
Six yeas, no nays.
Okay. So the rules are suspended for purpose of considering Senate Bill 169, and that's a bill that would amend the Uniform Limited Partnership Act to provide limited liability, limited partnerships.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Tom Barnett, State Bar. As indicated in the title, this is to clarify what I believe already is authorized in the statute. 48-7A-1002 refers to limited liability partnerships and a number of other entities, but it also talks in terms of if the limited liability partnership is also a limited partnership. So we know by implication that triple LPs were certainly contemplated in the code when we adopted the Uniform Partnership Act. However, there is no roadmap, if you will, to tell our constituents and for that matter the lawyers on how do we file for a triple LP. And Senate Bill 169 is designed to do exactly and precisely that. It is a business and estate planning tool. It is very useful, particularly not only for Main Street businesses, but to assist our farmers and ranchers in transitioning through generations, passing the business on, yet still securing to both those that classes of individuals the protections that limited liability partnerships and limited liability companies have. The statutes in 169 dovetail precisely the same way that we set up other limited liability partnerships. The Secretary of State's office had a concern on whether or not they needed to have a fee in there, but by reference, it bootstraps back to the same fee schedule that they have for filing the annual reports with the Secretary of State. It's $90, and we see no reason why a triple LP should not be treated exactly the same, and this bill does provide that. One other thing, I've given Senator Bogue an amendment. It's a technical amendment. And if Senator, if you'd move that, I'll explain the reason.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that on page 2, line 4 of the printed bill, and I'll pass this down for Ruben also, that after partnership, you'll insert section 48-7-303 also applies to limited partners.
So the motion has been made. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Koskin. All those in favor of the motion as read, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And the motion is adopted.
Thank you. The Department of Commerce contacted me about a week ago, and they were concerned. One of their national advisors to the Uniform Laws Commission raised a concern on the difference of standard of liability between between Section 306C, which addresses the protections and limited liability of limited partners under a triple LP, and whether or not we want to extend also to the limited partners under 303. And so this clarifies that if you are a limited partner and then have converted, you bring with you the protection of limited partners under Section 303. But it is possible, as we know in the legal field, for a limited partner, because let's say there's problems in the business and a limited partner steps in to assist in the running of the business, thereby losing the protections under 303 that they have for limited partners. We don't want to have them also not have the protection of 306C. And this simply clarifies that if they're a limited partner in a triple LP, they have that limited liability under 303. If they've lost that because things are because of some trouble, they still have the general protection of the triple LP. And it's one of clarification. And with that, I'll be happy to answer questions. There's no substantive law here. This is truly just a roadmap on how do we do what the legislature has already, by implication, authorized. Thank you.
Are there any questions, Mr. Barnett? If not, thank you very much. Are there any other proponents of Senate Bill 169? Any other proponents? Are there any opponents of Senate Bill 169? There are none. We'll close to testimony, open to motion and discussion. Is there a motion? Senator Bogue moves do pass. Is there a second? Senator Moore seconds. Discussion. If there's no discussion, we'll proceed to vote. Secretary will call the roll. Aye.
6 yeas, no nays.
Senate Bill 169 goes out the due pass recommendation. We'll been moved consent. Second. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Senate Bill 169 goes onto the consent calendar.